back into commission meeting. Okay.
Thank you for all your comments.
Yep.
Thank you for being here.
You're welcome to stay for the rest of our commission meeting.
Commission?
Yes.
Can you also let them know that they're free to submit any other comments in writing or however they would like to?
Absolutely.
If they feel like they didn't get a chance to do so here today.
Good point. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you, Casey.
I'm going to ask that because I want to look at what the change would be if it has to, if everybody's going to be diverted to my place. I don't want that. I just want egress and ingress. That's all I want.
We'd love to hear your comment.
Right.
Yeah. The other item is that the commissioners won't be taking action today. I hope I'm not.
No.
Is that the plan?
We're not taking action today.
No. We wouldn't. Where there's so much discussion.
I think there's discussion that we have to take into account now. We have to weigh everything that's been given to us now in decision making we're going to make. But as Casey mentioned.
And Malcolm, where would they, where would one of the residents submit that comment?
Yeah. Clerk's office.
To the clerk's office.
Can we come and talk to you guys as
sure.
well?
Sure. I'd be glad to.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for 2 weeks, but yes.
When the commissioners do take action, it will be on an agenda that's noticed like every other commission meeting. So be looking for those. I'll go ahead and make the statement is that when that is scheduled, we'll notify landowners by mail primarily. I'd like to know that the commissioners have set a date to take action so you can be aware of that.
There's plenty of time between now and then to ask questions, get more information, make your case known. I think you make a good point. Go ahead.
So on the last meeting, we had a year, maybe 2 years ago. Have you already made all that stuff final? Did you mark it 2 days in? Because I never heard about anything about that.
What we did, and I think someone need, maybe correct me if I'm wrong, we adopted a countywide Class D road map in the county.
And that map is it's a living map, so that there, if there's needed to be changes, you know, it's not a set in stone forever now.
So if you want to fix enough problems, you can't.
We need to look at it, but I mean, if there's something that, and that's what, over the course of the couple years, we've had input of people like, this doesn't fit, this might not look, work. So, you know, bring it to our attention so we can look at it, and we can see what, if it, you know, we need to do any amending, if it fits into what we have tried to do. The main purpose of this Class D roadmap is to make sure that people have access not only to their property but also public property. As you well are aware, over 66% of our county is owned by the federal government and state government. We need to make sure that we were protecting that we had access to those. And so we put a, if you will, a line in the sand to say these are our roads so we can maintain, so we can continue to use, whether you're going fishing at Fish Lake or going across the Monroe Mountain or Pavant or wherever, or just even like we've mentioned the word poverty, just going out, we're hitting BLM as soon as we go across that. And we put a line in the sand, said these are our county roads, we're trying to protect them.
Well, I understand that, but it's the confiscating private property.
Yeah, and we get that in some on most of these private properties. What we tried to do is, does the road go through from public through private back to public? Is there something so we can get access, you know, to continue? Like on the, if you just do an example on the Pavant, as you go up the main road from Joseph, you go all of a sudden you're into private property, and the road doesn't stop there because it hit private property, goes through that private property across to the public property further as you go west. And same thing on the Monroe, same thing on Fish Lake, and all these things. There are private parcels that are dissected that we, you know,
I see that on the mountain.
Yeah.
But when you're doing it down in the valley where you're starting on private property and going through private property and maybe going through another person's private property to get to a county road that's 2 miles away, that just don't...
There's probably, let me put it in this kind of maybe light, if you would. When we started this process, there was 12,000 individual roads that we started with. We weeded those. Department took a lot of time in looking the county over, and we tried to weed those down and bring them down to what we really needed in our counties. And so they went from 12,000 to 4,000. Now, did we get it absolutely right? we hope we're getting closer each time.
So can I come and talk to you?
Yeah. So in the event that we've not got some areas right, we can still take a look at it. As Commissioner Jensen said, it's a living document. We're correcting it. So
and I see Tech keeping on the mountain. I mean, they put that down in the Telluride road going down in the Fish Creek for no reason at all.
Yeah.
I've been rode there for 100 years in a power plant down there.
Let me just add, we're faced with a lot of that all the time. We were faced with over 12 roads that was getting closed down out on the East Desert. And so some of them were vital to livestock that went down the road long ways to maintain a water line for their cattle troughs and stuff. So the federal government's trying to close down a lot of roads that we're fighting for the same reason we're doing this is for that as well. So,
but I just see in down in the valley, it's private property. You're confiscating private property.
The principle's the same.
The thing they try to go through me is to get some miners, there's nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Right. There's never been a bridge across the
south. Exactly, yeah.
Now thank you.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
So as far as that.
Well, we appreciate your attendance here, and so we let you maybe continue this discussion in your own individual homes and family members, and come to the clerk's office at times if you need it. We're going to move to the item on our agenda. It says, consider the Henry's Hollow subdivision, phase two. That document, I think,
it's in
our packet.
Can you
get a copy of the minutes for
today's meeting? It'll be online. We can request one. If you have a request for them, or they'll be online. We put all our minutes out online.
Okay, how long will it take?
Yeah, thank you.
They won't be approved until after the next meeting, so it'll be probably about two to three weeks.
Okay. Yeah. Mr. Chairman, did you want to take action on the ordinance?
Yes.
Items?
Yes, we do. I think we need to, don't we?
Well, either we're postponing it or we're doing some. I think we kind of went from public hearing to public hearing, so we missed that portion of the ordinance with the action, correct, Steve?
We did.
Yeah, it's on the agenda, so we can take action on the ordinances if you want.
McLean, I think you probably pointed that out to us, so thank you. So, commissioners, would you care to take action on the county code ordinance there?
I'll make the motion to approve the county code ordinance as presented by McLean Farmer.
Question?
Okay.
So which public hearing are you taking?
The first one.
The first one.
I'll second that.
Yeah. Okay, moved and seconded that we approve the I guess it's the amended portions of the Sevier County Code, Chapter 152, and other information that was given. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed,
sorry,
nay.
So
that part of.
Okay. Yes.
Sorry. You had to go back. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. You're up next.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So now we're going to move to our agenda item that is consider the Henry Hollow subdivision. And Jason, are you this come from this is something that the Zoning and Planning Commission has.
Henry Hollow?
Yes.
Yeah. They recommend approval. Did you see?
We were under the recommendation that Mylars were going to be here as well. Or?
Yeah, I do have the Mylars in my office. I'm waiting for Gary Leamy to make his other signature. Let me sign one of them instead of both of them.
Can we sign those afterwards?
We can sign them after. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So the recommendation from the Planning Commission is that approve this phase two.
With that, they did that road realignment at the bottom. If you guys are aware of that.
Okay. Put the road inside there.
They put the road inside the property, yeah. They keep that road open on the bottom.
Yeah.
So what it did is with the road being realigned, it actually took those properties down. Because we actually got the road right away from it. It took them from 20 acres down to 19.6, 19.3. Planning Commission felt where we got the realignment of the road, it was a good trade-off. They'll be under the actual 20-acre minimum. So they figured with county taking the road right away is what caused them to go under. They felt
right.
Like,
and that's allowed.
A good trade-off.
That's allowed Utah law.
Yeah.
Okay. And is that what this is what we're doing with
that's
this one?
That's Henry's Hollow.
Yeah.
That's on that north end.
That's on the north end. Sorry, yeah. Did I say south end?
You just said bottom end.
Yeah, the bottom end. The north end. Yeah, they come in and realign. They took 33 feet from actually property line inside of Henry's Hollow. So that'll keep the circle open.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
There's your road that we took that.
I wish everybody that would have.
There's not any other questions. Motion to approve.
Okay, been moved and
I'll second that.
Moved and seconded that we approve the Henry Hollow's subdivision, phase two, minor subdivision. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion is approved unanimous. So we're to the consider the tax abatement request, parcel 4-347-3-IMP for the 2025 taxes. Terry.
Yes. So, this was basically a computer error. They had an imp-only parcel, just like all the cabins on Fish Lake, up on Gooseberry, and they went to move the existing improvement, which was like a manufactured cabin, and it broke in half. So they removed it, they called me, I took it out of our computer system, but it defaults to an imp-only parcel has to have an improvement. So I thought I removed it and saved it, and it would remove. Anyway, he just called, and his taxes are $214.12, and that building hasn't been there since 2024.
That would be the taxing value if there was a building versus a taxing taxing just the property alone.
That's a tax amount. The property's Forest Service property.
Okay, that's right.
That's why the computer couldn't compute an imp-only parcel without a building. And we removed it, but it didn't say.
Okay.
Still push the taxes through.
Okay.
Okay. So you're recommending that we abate this $214 charge then?
Yes.
Okay.
Would there be penalties and interest on that?
That is including penalties and interest.
Okay.
Yeah, it might, you know, since we wrote this letter, it's been a few more days. Might have.
Okay.
A dollar,
yes. Okay. That's why it says approximate.
Okay.
I'm good.
I think I'm okay. Accept a motion then to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve the abatement for parcel 4-347-3.
Okay.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That's approved then.
Thank you.
Thank you. Reimbursement request for prepaid taxes. Okay.
So we have lady that has paid extra taxes, and she's paid them all in cash. They equal $4,366.76. And she did come in probably a week ago and was asking if she could possibly get that back. She's had an emergency where she could use that money. And so we're asking to have that reimbursement where it is a credit for her to write her a check. So,
how far in advance is she?
I want to say the way it looks, she's almost 3 years in advance because her taxes are around $1,200.
Okay. So we just be reimbursing her the credit she has on her account. So,
I'll make that motion.
Okay.
And I'll second that.
Moved and seconded that we approve that. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. So that motion is approved. So
all right,
we can get her credited back then.
All right. Thank you.
Question, Steve, on the next agenda item, we need to move into a Board of Equalization.
How are you at?
220.
220?
Talk yes. About it.
Yes.
What's that?
Do we still need to visit about it and postpone it because we met with them this morning?
Do you want to just take no action?
I think we ought to visit about it.
If we did not take action on this today, and after we've been presented the information and put it off another commission meeting, would that foul things up as far as the works? Okay. Okay, maybe.
I'll volunteer by the next meeting because we forgot it, I think.
Oh, shoot. Isn't tax roll due? Tax roll's due, isn't it? Isn't it tax roll?
Yeah, that's the, I'm just trying to think if there's a, Terry, there's a tax. If March 31st is a tax schedule, because you want another reading out till end April.
I have my opinion from this morning. If we all wanted to share our opinion and
vote on it, I was convinced. I thought they were okay.
I didn't know if we want to discuss that. I would be fine with
to give them tax free.
Yeah,
I thought they didn't meet it.
It was a tax exemption.
Yeah, I didn't think they met it.
They had to prove that they had provided charitable contributions to their community.
They made enough.
And they gave us indication that they did.
Tax due, so I was...
Well, it's up to you. Do you want to discuss it?
I was fine with it.
Make a motion.
I'll make a motion. We'll do. Are you ready for a motion?
Yep.
Make a motion to accept the Board of, as in the Board of Equalization, the request of Mission at Richfield LLC.
Second.
The tax exempt exception.
So you're gonna, what you need to do is recess meeting, go into Board of Equalization.
Okay. I thought we went to our Board of Equalization. Didn't we?
We haven't done that yet.
Well, you did. A week or a couple weeks ago, you haven't done yet. You're still in your regular.
For this meeting, so.
I thought you started that, sorry.
So we're going to take your motion to move into the Board of Equalization, and
I'll second it.
All in favor of that, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. So we'll be in a Board of Equalization. No, we don't take action in that, do we?
Yeah.
We do, okay.